Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop, too, joining us with a news update. And I guess what we're going to do is going to start with the news and hopefully get into some of this time warp, dimension jumping and all that sort of thing as well, because we haven't really had a time to get into it all. In fact, although it's simple, it's also complicated, and there's different ways to view what's really going on. But anyway, before we begin, I'd like to just thank everyone for following us and helping us out. Things are getting tough out there for everyone, and with what went on today in Washington, D.C., I view it as a betrayal, and I'm not sure if they didn't know all this beforehand, and it was just orchestrated attack on the Second Amendment and all kinds of things going on, blood on the hands of babies, Planned Parenthood still in full operation. In fact, I think they got something like $500 million. The Lord is going to repay all that innocent blood, believe me. He's not going to, if he were to take a life of an American for every baby that's been slaughtered, there wouldn't be too many Americans left around. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. I just reminded today that I'm living on a high place in Babylon.
Yeah. Well, Babylon, everyone better enjoy themselves every day that's relatively normal. Count it as a blessing. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad in it, and that is going to become more and more important as we journey through, because what happened today with Trump signing this $1.3 trillion deal is a betrayal. And anyway, Larry, what's your take on this?
Well, I was watching, I was very disheartened when I saw it happen. Of course, I, like others, would like to see, America be healed, or Babylon be healed, as you would call it. But every day I'm seem to be reminded that if I read about, Isaiah 45 and Cyrus and the original Babylon and the purpose particularly that Cyrus did not come to heal Babylon.
Yes. He came to judge Babylon, which he did. By the way, a lot of people don't realize it, but the people of Babylon back then actually sued for peace with Cyrus, who was not a believer, obviously, but did a lot of good for Israel, sent them back, build your temple, and I think that's what he's about. There's three things going on. He's a revelator of the corruption. The American people don't seem to be too upset over a lot of this. What are the pundits saying on the TV sets about this signing?
I'll finish my statement, and then I'll tell you that. The one thing that I talked to you earlier about, after I watched how the Democrats and Republicans gathered themselves together to betray President Trump, and he went ahead with, as Drudge calls it, his fake veto. In other words, the veto that was threatened that never happened, that wasn't real. All of that occurred. The one thing that struck me, though, heavily, and this is just me personally, was the fact that absolutely, if nothing else, if Donald Trump has never done anything else for America, he has absolutely, up to this point, revealed and made visible before the American people's eyes the incredible Frankenstein monster that rules over them. I have to absolutely lay that out and say that is an absolute truth. Washington, D.C., the political stinking rotten swamp in Washington absolutely is a Frankenstein monster, and it rules the American people, and today, adding over $1 trillion to our debt that we don't have, that is basically a thumb in the eye of every American in this country that ever thought that those congressmen were serving them. Now you know the truth. Now you cannot deny the truth. It's very apparent and in your face. Now I'll go to the pundits. I watched a lot of different experts and military and political, economic, and all of this, and they were almost as shocked as much as I was, except the fact that they're basically saying that it literally was a betrayal. It was a setup for Trump, that they cornered him. You know, they surrounded him, they pushed him into a corner, and they betrayed him. And basically, some of them were saying basically that, that's basically the end for Trump because he won't recover. You know, now I don't know that for a fact, but the two things that they actually came out and pointed at is the fact that Trump really has only two purposes now, it appears. In other words, the only power is foreign policy power, basically, that Trump has left that they are not able to grasp and hold at the moment. Now, basically, it appears Trump is helpless to help America heal, period. But they say, on the other hand, that the two things that Trump seems to still have sway over is the ability to, I guess you could say, orchestrate something in the Middle East, Jerusalem, Israel, et cetera. And on the other hand, the other pundits were saying it appears we are certainly going to war.
Yeah, that was my impression. I mean, here's the problem with that. And I'm not sure what our enemies, which, of course, Putin, China, and the roundabout, are they going to allow the United States to rearm itself? My take on it, if they've got any military brains, they would say, maybe we shouldn't allow them to get that far ahead. And maybe we need to take her out soon. And we are decimated. Our Obama, the traitor, Obama, most likely Lucifer, who will, I think, return to power. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but I surely do. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. Maybe we get into a war. They blame Trump, and the American people demand Obama to come back as a ruler, not necessarily as president. In fact, technically can't run as president, but they can always change the rules, and they can change them real rapidly if they choose to. I just have this feeling that we're about to see radical changes starting. What do you think on that one? I just get that feeling that we are headed for war, definitely with the appointment of John Bolton, who is a hawk's hawk, and he's beginning to surround himself with the neocons, and they want war. And they can outweigh or persuade, I guess one could say, Trump. What do you think? I mean, that's my take.
Well, I guess you and I are suspicious in nature. One of the things that I thought about, and I listened to Trump, you know, a number of congressmen today have come on the air and said, you know, conservatives, and said, nobody, I want to repeat that word, nobody has read these 2,000 pages of what is in this bill. And so you mentioned something very interesting, Obama couldn't run again unless they changed the rules. How do we know? Because Trump even said himself, nobody's read this. We don't even know what's in it, but he signed it anyway. What if there is a little resolution involved in that that becomes a new law that Obama can run again or could step into power again? We don't know.
Well, see, this is what When Pelosi said about Obamacare, you'll find out after we've passed it, is actually high treason. What's going on in Washington is a communist coup. It's high treason. But they don't need to worry about the American people doing anything about it because it's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is that Jesus Christ is going to slam the hammer down on the United States, and every one of those people are going to wish they'd never been born, that they'd never seen the light of day. The Lord takes a dim view of dumbing down people deliberately and betraying them. We're in a quandary. Because in America, the people have the right to rise up and just get rid of the government anytime they feel like it. That's the Second Amendment. That's what that's in there for. Most people think it's there to go hunting. No, it is not. It is, says, to preserve a free state. That's what it's in there for, to put down any tyrannical government. And that's why Obama wants to get rid of the guns. That's why the United Nations wants to get rid of the guns. Folks, if you have not read State Department document 7277, you better go online and read it. It is to disarm all arms. I mean sidearms, rifles, what they call assault weapons. Well, any weapon is an assault weapon if you decide to go after somebody. But, you know, they're looking at the AK-47s and large clips, etc. They want to disarm the people so that they are defenseless when the roundups begin. Georgia Guidestones. Reduce the population. This is what this is all about. It's just all stage play. Psalm 2. People should commit it to memory if they haven't, because that's what we're watching. And it takes many twists and turns, but the end result, we know what it is. Right, Larry? I mean, Psalm 2 doesn't exist, I guess, for most people.
Oh, absolutely. And really, as far as I'm concerned, it's one of the most powerful warning scriptures or section of the Bible. And what was so interesting, too, is the fact that, you know, as soon as Trump won office, and began to change things, apparently, there was a number of people that came out and said, and you'd mentioned it earlier, Planned Parenthood,
yes.
That maybe they can do something with abortion now. And people were saying, well, maybe my taxes won't pay for the slaughter of children, babies and children, anymore. Well, guess what, folks? Here we are going into 2 years in the Trump administration, and, both sides of Congress just passed a dirty, rotten, stinking bill, omnibus bill, as they called it, and Trump signed it, and you know what? It actually pays Planned Parenthood to slaughter babies. So we have no excuse as a nation, and I thought about that when you were talking, Stuart. You said, if God requires the blood of the living in America for refusing to stop the slaughter of the babies, there won't be many left. Well, I got news for the American people. Just whose blood do you think he's going to get? Where do you think he's going to get that blood? And I got to tell you, Stuart, I came away this evening after I watched that with such a terrible heaviness, and I've took two or three walks, and I've prayed, and it has not lifted. And I think that all heaven was watching, and this has been scored in heaven, and we're just awaiting. Like you said, and I got to agree with you, Stuart, Donald Trump's not their greatest enemy. The Creator is, and he was watching.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. It's the Lord who's going to lower the hammer upon the United States. And speaking about lowering the hammer and tricks of the trade of Satan and how he's going to operate through Kimmy of North Korea, Iran, and Turkey and all of this stuff that's going on that Stan and we discussed last night. Here's something that's a headline getting off onto this. Saudi Arabia opens airspace to Israel for first time ever for Air India flight bound for Tel Aviv. what is going on here? I think this is a trick.
Well, Stuart, we know Stan, you know, Stan Dale, that we talked with last night in that interview. You know, he considers it, he believes that this is a trick. And, of course, you know, Debcafile posted a headline also that was just like that, and there said the first Air India flight to Israel crosses over Saudi Arabia, a first, with sweeping changes in the Middle East under MBS. And, of course, that is Mohammed bin Salman.
Yes.
This is all occurring under the Salman leadership, who is the crown prince. He's not the king yet, but he's running the kingdom. So, it could certainly be a trick. We could be going into uncharted waters, Stuart.
Well, I'm just very, very curious because, you know, there's been, 2,000 more years of animosity, and all of a sudden they think some sort of a handshake will solve all this. But I can understand why they're joining together to defeat Iran. And this may be one of the reasons why Daniel chapter 8 comes into view, because Iran may very easily, and I guess if I was a military leaders in Iran, I would be advocating preemptive strikes because Israel's known for them, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes it works. Now, getting back to John Bolton, has he not advocated first strike against North Korea quite frequently, if I remember right? Oh, I'm picking your brain.
Not only North Korea, but also Iran. You know, and he is now, by the way, and they repeated it today in all the news agencies, you know, the left is going ballistic because he's now the national security advisor to the president. And, you know, he actually was, he was in the Bush and Reagan and Bush administrations prior to this. And he is a hawk.
Yes.
He is, by the way, I guess you could say a Zionist, if you would like to call it that. But he's very, very pro-Israel. He's very hawkish.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't bend. I mean, he just simply don't bend. And he has advocated a first strike, you know, on North Korea or Iran if it's necessary. And, of course, we're just now apparently going into negotiations with Kim of North Korea. And at the same time, it appears, we are really setting an array of military surrounding Iran. And if the rumors in the background are clear, talking about Trump is about to take back, or I guess you could say renege on this this agreement, you know, that Obama
mm-hmm.
set with Iran, they're going to go ballistic, and very possible we'll have conflict there too. So we've got a double-edged sword out there.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. I went into Isaiah chapter 17, and I'm going, everybody knows Damascus will become a ruinous heap because of the children of Israel, et cetera, et cetera. But I went to the latter part of it, verse 10 starting, because thou hast forgotten the God of thy salvation, which of course is talking to Israel, and thou hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength. Therefore shalt thou plant pleasant plants and shall set it with strange slips. In the day that thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish, but the harvest shall be a heap in the day of grief and desperate sorrow. Now, this is very, very interesting because this is right after the Damascus attack. And what are these strange slips, pleasant plants? And I'm beginning to think maybe this is aliens. And it dovetails right back into what Stan Dale did on his book, what did he call that? I got a copy of it right here. The Cosmic Conspiracy.
Yeah.
And how the aliens arrive. And remember, it says that they will worship a strange god. Well, here we have strange slips. So this is kind of interesting that maybe the arrival will be right around this Isaiah chapter 17 operation. But here's another part that's kind of interesting. Woe to the multitude of many people, which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like a rushing of many waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them. They shall flee far off and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. Behold, at evening tide trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoils us, and the lot of them that rob us. Do you remember, I think it was Dr. Doom, Ed Dames, who remote viewed and said that the nations were over there gathering together, and they looked up and they saw some strange either space body or something of that nature going by, and they hightailed it home? Do you remember that?
I do remember it. Yeah, I remember that very well, Stuart. There was something in the sky that they saw, and all of them quit fighting and went home. And ironically, if you'll remember, Red Elk had a similar vision or dream. He saw the very same thing, remember?
Yeah, it's amazing what's really going on all over the place now. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff happening. This note, Larry, did I tell you my son and his friend, this is getting off into the paranormal a little bit, saw one of these white skinned tall that bounded like a lion in front of them at night. What do you suppose that's about? Are they talking about the, what did they call those? They're tall whites.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, Stuart, because remember this Air Force weatherman, you know, he had an experience with them, you know, and that's been documented, and I've read all three books that he wrote, and he actually talked about something, you know, beings that he called the tall whites that were paranormal, by the way. Plus, they had technology that was just futuristic even, kind of like Star Wars or Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And they flew in crafts and out towards Las Vegas. There's some bases out there where they actually live. And you know, I'll tell you what. It made me think of that, and some people have thought maybe they were also Nephilim of some kind, but, you know, you just don't know. But the tall whites is what I thought of, because he said they had incredible abilities, you know. And a lot of them apparently were hybrids, and they looked human almost.
Wow. Well, here's another one that's kind of paranormal. I've told people a number of times that the Bible is the most paranormal book you'll ever have that the Lord gave us to read. Anyway, Antarctica has a giant library deep underground that contain information about aliens, the universe, and our souls. That reminded me almost immediately of the Blue Beam Project. Remember, they were going to find and discover stuff even in earthquakes that was going to refute the Bible, and that we have been misinterpreting it all these years. And it's all part of this strong delusion that the Lord has cast. In fact, he's already cast it down on. I mean, from kindergarten all the way up to doctorate levels in university, it's evolution, evolution, evolution. They won't even admit to intelligent design, and on and on and on it goes. So what all this appears to me, I'd like your opinion on it. It appears to me that the human race is just being set up to accept the fact that like Zechariah Sitchin and his Anunnaki, that they are our creators. And it's not the God of the Bible who says in Jeremiah, you know, I've kind of looked around. I don't find any other gods around here. And the gods that are floating around in their little UFOs and so-called are going to be eliminated as well when this grand thing comes down, crashing down. What's your take on this? I mean, we've heard a lot of information about Antarctica, and then all of a sudden it got very, very quiet. But this all reminds me of, you know, the blue beam, where they said they were just going to, all of a sudden we'd have all this information and it would countermand what the Bible says.
Well, interestingly, they have recently, a number of groups have run studies and polls, and it appears that most people, most of humanity, would rather have aliens rule over them than Christians, and that they would rather receive an alien God than Jesus Christ. So humanity apparently has already made the decision to reach for the skies, so to speak, for an arrival of an alien God rather than Jesus Christ. What's interesting, though, you mentioned something about the delusion. I saw a really interesting, I posted it today, by the way, and I think I sent you, I may not have sent you a link. I think Don Foreman sent you a link to a word about World War III and this strong delusion. And basically the word was, and I'm not telling anybody to believe this because this was an experience someone had, but they were shown that we were going to, that World War III was going to begin soon. And that when it began, the Christian window was going to be very, very narrow, and time would be very, very short. But we were to get out the word and warn humanity, I guess, around the planet with what we had, quick as we could, because it wasn't going to last. And suddenly, this incredible delusion would come down over humanity. And I suppose, Stuart, I wonder, you know, we talk about the gravitational waves and the cosmic waves, et cetera, et cetera. It could be very possible that when this really massive delusion comes down after the last warning, maybe, to humanity, that humanity is no longer capable of making that decision anymore.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think what happens is a euphoric change in DNA. I've often thought, in fact, I think I'm quite sure of it, that DNA plays a major, major role in the New World Order. You remember the twin towers, twin strands of DNA goes to one. It's kind of like we go from to a wholly different system, and a euphoric wave comes over people so that they cannot withstand the delusion. I mean, when God says, I'm going to cast down a strong delusion, he's already prepped us for it. And bang, when it finally comes down, and I think it's connected directly to the arrival, and it's directly connected to evolution. I've gotten into some battles with some people over that, but I am convinced that this really, the foundation of the strong delusion is in fact the evolution conspiracy. And the reason I say that is because if we're evolving, where we are, where we should be on the evolutionary scale. And why do we need a Messiah if we're evolving? We don't need a Messiah. We're fine. We're just evolving upwards, some faster than others, of course. But that's the premise. And if we are evolving, we don't need a Messiah. We don't need to be rescued from any fall, because there wasn't one. Couldn't be one under evolutionary doctrine. And I've always thought that really what's going on is they're taking wide-ranging adaptation within the family species that allows these creatures to adapt to environmental changes that the Lord knew were coming. But when you get to the point where the adaptation range is reached, then you have a die-off. what is happening all over the world. Die-offs. They have reached the limits of their adaptation ability. They can't adopt anymore. And what they're doing is science is taking this wide-ranging adaptation, which can include changes in looks and appearance and abilities, and they're calling it evolution, and it isn't. The Bible doesn't talk about evolution anywhere. It talks about, I made this, I created this. And so that, I think, is one of the big, big delusions that's coming. And, of course, if you go back into the Book of Enoch and you go into other places in the ancient writings, you find where these so-called aliens, which are actual portal jumpers, dimension jumpers, they didn't come from other planets. They just said they did. They're liars. Just like the ancient books said they were. They're liars, absolute liars. But they pose, and they come in different shapes and forms because they're shapeshifters. People can't get their minds around that. But the Book of Enoch is very, very clear that they took on many different forms to corrupt mankind and make them believe that they came from different planetary systems, et cetera, and because the environments were different, that's why they looked different. And lo and behold, what do we got? All kinds of little demons posing, or fallen angels posing as these things. And you can see how mankind would really fall for all of this. What do you think? I mean, that's my take on it. Hello? I wonder if I'm still on. Okay. Larry, you still there?
I'm back. I got thrown out of the show, Stuart. I'm back, though.
They don't like what we're talking about. You know, the censorship is getting to the point where it's absolutely ridiculous. And I guess I have a word for all the people out there, like Deep State, CIA, NSA. You are the most deceived individuals of all. Jesus Christ is real. I'm not even a religious person. I met him face to face. He's real. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. Hell is real. And that's where you guys are all going to end up. You can laugh now, roll on the floor, laugh, mock, do whatever you want to do. But I'm telling you, when you die and you cross over, you're going to a bad, bad, bad place, horrific place. I got a taste of that one time. The Lord gave me a taste of it. Nobody wants to go there. If the Lord were to reveal to the people of planet Earth what a little tiny bit I saw of hell, there would not be one person who would not be on their bellies screaming for mercy. But because of our nature, our fallen nature and our lawlessness and everything else, well, I guess they have to learn the hard way. Anyway, end of lecture. What do you think there, Harry? I don't know. It's just too bad.
I know. I'm just like you. And I'd like to also warn them that when you draw your last breath, I got the answer for what happened. What happened was the creator that created you didn't give you another one. In other words, your last breath was your last breath because another one don't come your way. And what you're going to find out that's really, really intriguing to your mind maybe then, not so much today, but maybe then, you will find after you draw your last breath that you are no longer in this space-time continuum, this so-called, time capsule that Earth is captured in. You're going to find yourself in another dimension, so when you reach your arms out, you can't grasp anything, and you have no control, and you'll find out there was, after all, a real creator. So sad.
It is. It's sad because the Bible teaches you, and again, Jesus Christ himself said, if you will search it out, personally, if you'll search it out, you'll find out I was telling the truth. And so it's not his fault if people decide they don't want anything to do with it. And the animosity towards the truth of salvation and all that is just horrendous, like Peter says it is. And John said it was, and Paul said it was. And there's a huge deception growing all over the planet. But I guess this is part of prophecy, and it has to come to pass, just like America would not be healed. America Babylon won't be healed, because evidently, and what's your take? I think the American people don't want it healed. I think they're comfortable the way they are.
Yeah, it's, you know, after today, after what I saw, that incredible betrayal, not only of Donald Trump, but a complete betrayal of the American people right in our face. What was done in America today was a complete betrayal of the American people to our face, and yet the American people are silent. Only Trump gave some kind of, you know, I guess, rebuke. He's the only one. Does the American people think Trump came in to change it all and they can sit back on their couch and go back to sleep? What a that's delusion. That's being deluded.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, he did. I would have come on much stronger than Trump did myself if I were him. I would have called him out. I would have called Pelosi out, Schumer out, McConnell out, all of them, the deep state. Because what we're watching, they're just communists and they're committing treason. But I also get the impression, because of this omnibus spending bill, what was it, $1.3 trillion, that they must think they're never going to have to pay it back anyway. That something's coming. I have this feeling in my gut that something is coming. Big changes are underway. And remember when Donald was running for president, he talked about a reset, and he was going to try and protect the American people as best he could. So maybe they don't care. Maybe this reset is going to change everything as we know it.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
You know, I was thinking that a couple of things I wanted to share with you and then get your comment on both of them, actually. Number one is, actually, Geraldo was on The Five this evening on Fox News, and Geraldo was testifying about basically how that he had a divided family, that he had a pretty good marriage, but, you know, during the Trump administration, you know, he was for Trump and his wife was against Trump, and he said, we almost can't even get along anymore, even through one day. We're so divided now. You know, I got that throwed me back to thinking, Stuart. You know, that's what happened with Jesus, actually. And I'm not comparing Trump to Jesus at all. But what I'm saying is Jesus was something that the Creator set in motion, Jesus Christ. The Creator set him in motion. And you know, the situation arose. And really, Jesus divided families. He divided one person from another. And in divided families, divided nations, and he's been a divider ever since, I guess. But, you know, Trump coming in as possibly, you know, number 45, Cyrus, he is the most second divider I have ever seen. He's dividing families everywhere, all around the world. And that's a phenomenon. And the other phenomenon I want you to comment on, too, also, is the fact that I'm hearing now in the background that there's done some studies. And there are suddenly, since this pivot date that we went through, since this pivot, they are seeing a huge influx of anti-Semitism. In other words, hate of Jews and hate of Christians. It is growing and it is moving fast.
Well, of course, Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I came with a sword. And indeed he has. And it's a little different than Trump because what Jesus does is divides husband from wives, children from parents, parents from grandparents, families. If you get serious about the Bible, this has always interested me. Let me indulge a little bit here. If you want to become a lawyer and you really study hard, and the family members, your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your grandparents, all your friends, and they watch you burning the midnight oil, and then you go to law school, and you go through the bar exam, and you become a lawyer, and everybody is so absolutely proud of you for doing that. Okay, let's take a doctor. Same thing. Everybody's so proud of them when they get their degree and they become a licensed doctor, medical doctor. Why is it? And people really need to ask this question. Why is it? If you pick up your Bible and you really start to study it in earnest because you want to find out what the real truth is, all hell breaks loose. Everybody's against you. What has happened to you? You know, why is that? I think the answer is what you just said. There is a spirit in this world that lies in the background, unknown by most people. And it's unknown, and they don't know why they are so upset over you studying your Bible. Have you lost your mind? Do you need to go to a psychiatrist? Do you have a problem? Why is that? You don't have a problem when you're studying to become a lawyer. You don't have a problem when you're studying to become a doctor. You don't have a problem when you become a scientist. All of a sudden, however, when you pick up that book, that Holy Bible, there is a tremendous problem with people. That ought to tell them something. That ought to tell all of you folks out there something is wrong. There is a spirit out there, and that spirit hates God the Father, hates Jesus Christ, and hates the Holy Ghost. That's all it is. We're fallen, and we in our flesh and our carnal minds absolutely hate the Creator. And the more you study this stuff out, the more that hatred becomes apparent. It's just amazing to me. What about you, Larry? I have found this everywhere I go. We get calls all the time about people. They suddenly decided that they asked some questions at their church, and all of a sudden they're asked to leave. You probably would be better off if you went to another church. Well, of course, there aren't any other churches. But what do you think? Why is that?
Well, I'll share this with you. This is very interesting. My mother passed away, a short time ago, so she don't have to hear this. But I'll tell you what. When I was a kid growing up, there was a holiness church down the road from us, about a block away, and you know, they would, and of course, we didn't really go to church. And so, you know, every once a week they'd get down there and you could hear them shouting and carrying on. And I'd mock them kind of, and I'd laugh at them. Well, a number of years down the road, you know, the Lord drew me into a church and I began to change. And I picked up that book you're talking about, the Holy Bible, and I began to study it and I saw things. And boy, my mind expanded, and I thought, wow, you know, I never was told this. And then suddenly I actually began to study too deeply and began to go to church a lot, to this little church where I was going, and I actually began to be trained, and I was ordained in that church. And my mother never would come to that church and listen to me, my little sermons and stuff, but one night I had a dream, and during that dream, I dreamed that I saw my mother over in the corner of the living room, and she had the rug pulled up, and she was sweeping something under the rug, and I couldn't tell what it was, and I got over there closer and looked, and it was me. She was trying to sweep me under the rug and hide me. She was ashamed of me because I was actually doing the same thing I'd mocked people years earlier for doing, and it was that book that caused that, Stuart.
Well, yeah, it's amazing how the Lord does work. I mean, I started out when I was just a little kid, and I knew something. I got my first Bible, I think, maybe I was 2.5, 3 years old. I remember going up and receiving it, and I just knew somehow that book was important. And then when I was about 5 or 6, the Lord said, that book holding is the most important book in the entire world. Well, like everybody else, I put it up on the shelf and ignored it and went out into the world. But the Lord didn't allow that forever. You know, he just kind of hits you side of the head and says, I think it's time now for you to take a look, a good look, and see what's going on. But it's always been amazing to me, too, that you know, we have all these UFO knots. Like I was reading last night from Noise of how they come here and they come here to destroy Jesus Christ. So they're coming 50 billion trillion light years away just to denounce that one name. And you would think that people would be, why is that? Why are they coming all this distance just to single out that one name? Why not Buddha? Why not Allah? No, it has to be the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amazing. Here's a headline, and I'd like your comment, because we were talking about earth changes. Something's not right in southern Oregon. I got this from Linda Moulton Howe. Are we about to experience a severe natural disaster? And here's a note. We live in Coos Bay, Oregon, on the coast. We usually have lots of hummingbirds, 7 or 10 of them, that will all feed at the same time. We have 4 feeders outside our house. There hasn't been even one hummingbird in the past week, clearly. Or yesterday, we took the feeders down, cleaned them out, made fresh food, nothing, not one. And then another, she says, Linda does, Earth Files has been receiving worried emails from viewers and listeners who sense that something is significantly wrong in a number of American communities, ranging from the absence of insects, pollinators, and to missing birds. What do you think? Is this part of the solar anomalies, do you think, or what else is going on? Is this earthquake related?
Well, Stuart, it's kind of interesting. Last night, talking to Stan Dale, you remember, he was really warning about the very strange, anomalous activity the sun was doing, where it's not CMEs, it's not coronal holes, it's not all of these things. It's just like tears happening in the atmosphere of the sun, and here come all these charged particles hitting Earth, and our magnetosphere is twisted and turned, and it has tears in it. Everything is changing, Stuart, everything around our environment. And I've noticed, even up here, you know, the wild deer, the turkeys, the that I see every day, the wolves, you know, the birds. I don't see many birds, but everything I'm seeing is extra jumpy. It's really spooky. They're not acting normal at all. Even my own animals are a little jumpy, and they're sensing something is not right. Now, what it is, I don't know. I do know that our weather is so bizarre now across America that you don't know anymore. I mean, it don't matter what they forecast. It does what it wants to, and it's never what they say. And I've talked to people around the country, and even over in Alaska, Chuck in Alaska, seeing the very same thing. So our world's weather is all changing. Something's happening to our environment, Stuart. And we ought to have lizards out. It's been warming up here lately with the rain and stuff. That there's all kind of things that should be out, and there's nothing stirring. Everything's staying out of the sun or the radiation or whatever's happening. It's really bizarre. I can really agree with Linda Moulton Howe and those that are contacting her, because something is not right.
Yeah. There was a fellow, I can't remember his name, but he was a earthquake guy, and he and his family picked up and left Oregon. He said that what was going to come was horrific, and it was going to be a gigantic earthquake off the coast. And it would literally destroy many miles inland. In other words, it's kind of like the earthquake that Red Oak saw under Lake Michigan, like an 800, 900 or 1800 foot out there, I think is what he said long ago. That was years ago. Rift was going to develop, and it would just cause gigantic tsunamis. So I wonder if this is part of it. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, Stuart, but we've been having those Texas earthquakes in the Gulf of Mexico. And by the way, today they are having swarm quakes and pretty good size ones, almost 5s, off the west coast of Northern California. So this is unusual. It hadn't been that way over the last few weeks.
been kind of quiet. Yeah. Anyway, this guy says, are we about to experience a severe natural disaster? While science has never recognized proof of strange animal behavior prior to a major natural disaster, there is ample antidote about input from observers like myself that animals can detect a major natural disaster about to happen. It's kind of like that tsunami that hit, and remember all the animals took the high ground when the sea went out and then came rushing back in. There's something going on, and it's going on all over the world, folks. We are moving in to a time of trouble. What else can you say? Cosmic ray radiation is dangerous and getting worse, as the sun is now often spotless. Here's a professor. The radiation environment is worsening more rapidly than previously estimated. Over the last decade, the solar wind has exhibited low densities and magnetic field strength, representing anomalous states that have never been observed during the space age. That's quite a statement. Nathan Schwadron, I guess, PhD, physicist, University of New Hampshire. What do you think about that one?
Wow, that's absolutely interesting.
So we're headed. You know, we're headed. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that a lot of what Red Elk said. Red Elk kind of reminded me a little bit of No Eyes and some of the significance of that. And, Red Elk warned about a coming time of seismic activity, volcanic and earthquake on the West Coast. So we could be very near to that.
Well, I did see some reports about Mount St. Helens is developing another bulge. And he claimed that would erupt this time to the west rather than to the east. But it would be a huge, huge explosion. I remember Stan said something about he saw the volcanoes going off all up and down the Cascade Range in a vision or dream that he had. Headline, China should prepare for military action over Taiwan. That kind of looks like they're getting ready to for the, what do we call it? Can't think of the name of it now, but it's a plan where the world goes kind of berserk. There's wars everywhere. Armageddon script. Getting old. Getting senile in my old age. Anyway.
No, probably information overload.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder. Anyway, what else have you got? We got about 8 minutes, I guess.
Well,
got anything extra you want to talk about?
Oh, I was thinking about some of the information that's coming out of the Middle East. We referenced it last night, and I checked again with the Times of Israel, and they are apparently indicating that something has been built by the Syrians right on the Lebanon border. And, of course, if they're touting this in the Times of Israel and linking it to the original 2007 strike on the Syrian nuclear facility, this would have to be a warning, Stuart, that, and matter of fact, some of the generals have come out, in the Lieberman and some of the generals, the last couple of days saying, chemical weapons and ballistic missiles and nuclear material will not be tolerated on the borders of Israel. So I think they're giving people a heads up without giving people a heads up, that and leaking it, to the Times, that there's about to be an attack possibly by Israel into Lebanon and Syria. And, we talked about that a few weeks ago, that the military forces seem to be aiming for that.
Yeah, I think this is all part of the Lord's plan. At the very beginning, you mentioned how we're kind of caught, we're trapped. The Lord Jesus Christ said we're prisoners in a prison house, and that prison house is space-time continuum. And anyway, there is an agenda going on within that space-time continuum. And here's some of the verses to prove that this is from the Lord himself. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 14, 25 through 27, then, that I'll read verse 26 and 27. This is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth, and this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has proposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Jeremiah 4:28. For this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have proposed it, and I will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. So the Lord is telling us that the United Nations, the collection of humanity upon this earth, even if all of us got together and said, don't do this, he's going to do it. He says he's going to do it. And what we're watching are the end time scenario that is definitely leading up to either Daniel's 70th week or the latter part of it. I have, you know, you really can't tell exactly where we are. Things are getting very, very confused. But the rebirth of Israel back in 1948 as a nation was a key deal. The Six-Day War was another one, the 73 War. All of these things are all part of the Lord's plan. And people mock it. They laugh at it. But it's all being fulfilled. Prophecies being fulfilled right before our eyes. And you know what's strange, Larry? As prophecy is being fulfilled, obviously, before people's eyes, they're turning further and further and further away from it. They're dropping off like flies. Why? What do you think?
Well, it's the same way, Stuart, that I posted the other day a post from Ecuador, and I think you saw a copy of that too. And actually, you know, we got the post that you read earlier from someone in Ecuador that saw this creature, this tall white or whatever. But they're digging up Amazon giants. They're digging up giants in Ecuador right now. They've actually shipped one to Germany for research, and they're digging them up everywhere near Cunia. That area in Ecuador, and guess what? Everybody's totally silent. I remember the day, Stuart, when we would talk about giants, somebody would say, well, I just want to see the skeleton then. Or when we talk about a UFO, well, I wish you'd take a picture of it. And you know, when we do that, when we find the giants and dig them up and we take pictures of UFOs, you tell us that we can't see good with our eyes and our cameras are broken.
It's denial. And I think people are getting scared, and they should be scared if they're not under the wings of the Lord. Just before we close, the Chinese space station, they now claim is probably going to crash into Michigan. And a lot of this space station may actually hit the ground. So this is going to get very interesting. And it's around Easter, of all things. And maybe there's a message there. Anyway, thanks a lot for coming on, Larry. Appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for listening. I know Larry has one final comment, and that's buckle your seatbelts. Right, Larry?
Oh, absolutely. I don't tell people to take them off anymore. We're in for a ride.
Yeah, we're in for a ride, folks, and it's not going to be a pleasant one with this Trump deal. There's war is right on the horizon. And they mean business. This is the Illuminati. This is deep state. And I guess the people just love to be controlled by it because they're not doing anything to stop it, nor will they, according to Bible prophecy. Anyway, thanks a lot for everyone for listening, and we'll see you again next week. I really want to get into some of this stuff. It's very dangerous, this space-time stuff and punching a hole. through to the other side. Anyway, good night and take it easy.